This is Mark Steiner, and today is April the 20th. That's Flying Home by Lionel Hampton. Hampton, one of the greatest jazz vibraphonists ever, pianist, bandleader, some of the greatest musicians of the classic jazz era, all got their start in his orchestra. Clifford Brown, Wes Montgomery, Dinah Washington, Dizzy Gillespie. And Lionel Hampton was born on this day in 1908. And today, Cuban exiles who left their country when Fidel Castro and the revolution took power invaded Cuba in a heavily armed assault, which was backed by the United States warplanes, ships, and the CIA. It was known as the Bay of Pigs, and on this day in 1961, all of the Cuban exiles surrendered to the Cuban army. The Civil Rights Act of 1871 was passed today. It was popularly known as the Ku Klux Klan Act. Since its founding in 1866, the KKK had become a powerful force, attacking newly freed African Americans who saw political power and participation. President Grant wanted the power to send federal troops to the South to protect the 14th Amendment, so the Civil Rights Act was passed. As the Civil War spilled into violence well past the armistice between the Union and the Confederacy. Today's the anniversary of two disasters in our recent history. In 1999, at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, 13 people were killed and 21 others are injured when two students opened fire on their fellow students and faculty at the school. It led to a nationwide debate on curbing access to firearms. And on this day, while still trying to recover from Hurricane Katrina, the Gulf of Mexico faced another disaster when the Deepwater Horizon oil platform exploded in 2010. It killed 11 workers, and over 200 million gallons of crude oil spilled into the Gulf. The effects are still being felt. Oil washing and oil balls washing to the shores, and fisheries depleted. This is the birthday of one of America's great women, Dorothy Height, president of the National Council of Negro Women, political powerhouse on Capitol Hill, collaborated with Martin Luther King and A. Philip Randolph. She was born this day in 1912, and she only left us 5 years ago, when she passed at 98 in the year 2010. And here's a song to think about today, April the 20th. In 1939, Billie Holiday recorded Strange Fruit, a song that stood up to the terrorists in the American South who lynched black people with abandon. It was first written as a poem by Abel Meeropol, an American teacher and revolutionary, who wrote Strange Fruit when he saw photos of the lynchings of Abe Smith and Tom Shipp in Marion, Indiana. Billie Holiday, who always claimed she helped write the music, never stopped singing this song, even when her life and career were threatened.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh.